They get the 11-0 victory as Highland had 11 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. Cade Beachy went 1-for-3 at the plate. He would score 2 runs in the contest and had an RBI. Also for the game, that Caden Koblenz would finish up going 1-for-1 at the plate. He had a run batted in and he would score 2 runs. Colin Koblenz would go 3-for-3 at the plate as he had 2 RBIs. He would score 3 runs. Reedy Monagold, 2-for-2 at the plate with a double. He also had a walk and also had 2 RBIs for the contest. And also for the Highland Hawks offense, Garrett Monagold went 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch. He had a double, an RBI, and scored 2 runs. For Milton Elite, he had no runs on just 1 hit, no in 1 error, with 3 left on base. On the mound for the Hawks, it would be Luke Hershberger, who got the win in relief, pitching the final 3 innings. He allowed no runs, no hits, struck out 1, and he walked 2. With the loss for Milton Elite was Tyler Henshaw. And through 3 innings, he allowed 11 runs, 7 earned, 8 hits, struck out 1, walked 6, and hit 2 batters. With the victory, Highland also got a 4-for win over Oak Hill, the Oak Hill Tigers, and they'll finish up pole play with the top team in the Gold Division at 6-0. And Highland will be the top team heading into single elimination bracket play on Sunday with the win. So again, the final score in Beast of the East Tournament Baseball, Highland remains unbeaten in tournament play as they win it 11-0 in 4 innings over Milton Elite. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I am Matt Croy.